Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, radio check, over.
November 4, Victor. Whiskey out. Yeah, keep it there, Chad. You sound fine.
Check signal report, bud. Make sure radio's good to go for the net. So, appreciate it. All right, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. If you have formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. The announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct attendance with or without traffic or invited to check in. As you name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, also in Piedmont. KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock. K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. And KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KG4WNP, Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And N4DJC Anderson, and KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy and Taylors. Appreciate you guys checking in with us and function on the website. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. My goodness. EchoLink stations, go ahead. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. This is Daniel Spartanburg running the Echo Link tonight. Handy is charging and didn't feel like hooking the mobile up. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling in that this evening, Chad.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John, I'm mobile tonight in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. W4 November Golf Uniform. Phil, Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. Been outside doing some yard work, so good evening to you. Everybody on the net.
Good group. That's the biggest group I've ever had on Echo Link. So we'll go ahead and recognize KO4, ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Spartanburg. And KN4, RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, I've got you down for comment, sir. KM4, VIX, Mr. John in Greenville. And W4, NGU, that's my good friend Phil in Boiling Springs. And KN4, UBG, that's Mr. Kevin in Fountain Inn. And Kevin, I'm glad you're able to do some yard work today. That's always nice to do. But enjoy the cool sunshine while you can, because summer is coming. All right, I don't see any more Echo Link stations, so we'll move on to the RF portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. So any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Lee. Chad, hope and Miss Anna are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that net, Chad. Hope you and Anna are well, and good evening all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For NUE, please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for comments. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KO4, NUE. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
Look up and recognize what we got, which is W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, and KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for comments, and got something I want to share with you tonight. Also, he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna in Greer. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, it's always nice to hear you on the radio. Just as soon as you keyed radio, I knew who it was. So just want to let you know. Your radio here at my home has got that distinct sound, and just want to let you know. I always know who you are when you key the radio. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. For OBQ, Stacy down in Anderson, I'm in and out.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. We're all in a rainy, thundery Piedmont, and negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont. Except for you, Miss Anna, and all the net. My friends in Piedmont, lightning's getting a little real. I want to submit your antennas tonight. 7-3, everybody. Negative and negative.
W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We're both here in Simpsonville. And we'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad, but listening for a bit. 7-3 is the net. Thanks for calling that, Chad.
KO4NUE, please check for Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd Mobile, on Highway 14 in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
big group. We'll start with N4OBQ. That's Mr. Stacy in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in with us, Stacy. And also KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter by relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Miss Lorena, if you guys need to secure, please feel free to secure your station. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont, mobiling around. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt and Inman. Walt, I hope you are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. And who brings along his wife, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXV, that's Mr. Lloyd, mobiling around on Highway 14 in Greer. Lord, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Please be safe out there. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Put up on EchoLink real quick and make a call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening. Hello, and good evening. Hello to you again, Chad, and good evening. If you would check in, KA4PQ, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net, no traffic and no queue. And also, Chad, be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from me, KA4PQA.
I'd like to recognize via EchoLink, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, I told Anna that you said hello, and she heard you on the radio too, so just want to let you know. Hope you are doing well down there in Piedmont. Greenwood. Sorry about that, Stephen. Okay, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, Chris. I'm actually sitting here under a storm cloud in Liberty, and I will be negative.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Native Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be listening.
Recognize that group. Let's jump back up to EchoLink. EchoLink's pretty busy tonight, and we'll make a call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar
4,
Romeo, Uniform Romeo.
Kilo
4, you are,
it's Chris Newbury.
I'll be in about 973. Appreciate you, Chad, calling the
net. Let's see here. Let's back up and recognize what we've got so far, which is KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty, and WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. And KO4RUR, Mr. Chris in Greenville. And also, we'd like to welcome Stand by 1 second. Sorry about that. I would like to welcome via EchoLink text message KG4ZLX. That's Mr. Neil in Seneca. Appreciate you checking in with us via EchoLink, Neil. Took me a little bit to read the text, but I got you in the log, sir. Logbook, correct. All right, so we'll make one more call for Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad, thanks for calling it tonight. Please check in KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, Simon in Greenville. No traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for conversation as long as I can.
Got a little bit of noise on your signal. Did you say you were going to stay around or just monitor over?
I'll do my best to stay around as long as I can. Thank you.
You're welcome. KZ4 TMA, that's Mr. Simon in Greenville. And Simon, I've got you marked down for making a comment or not. So hang around as long as you can. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix Uniform through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steven Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. Everybody have a nice evening. Did a good job out, Chad.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4 YKT, Mark and Inman. No traffic, no comment.
Down in, you're down in the noise just a little bit. Let's do it this way. Give me your call sign words twice, please.
Oscar 4, Zulu, Echo,
Whiskey. Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu, Echo, Whiskey. Can I have your name, sir? As in Bravo Echo November, over.
Correct.
Doing quite well for an AT. There, Ben, you got a lot of noise on your signal, but we got you in the log. All right, the net would like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve in Inman, K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, KO4YKT, that's Mr. Mark in Inman, and KO4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville on HT. Took a little bit, Ben, but we've got you in the log, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next. Well, we'll make one more call. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Chad and everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, David and Taylor is negative and negative.
Hey. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Brittany Lee. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's recognize what we've got up to this point. The net would like to recognize W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and KB4CBA, that's David and Taylor's, and W4CTW, Mr. Tyler and Taylor's, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And hello to you tonight, Kurt, for the second time. Always nice to hear you, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good chat, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, Miss Anna and Annette, again, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
I'd like to recognize KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. So we can back around and get you in just a little bit. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. So with that, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Right here and put my wife's name in the log, KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. And we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Chad.
I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry and Candler. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Harry. It's always nice to hear you check in. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Again, Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, Jim and Union, negative and negative 73.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no cheer. Good evening to you and all the net.
4NUE. Now, Kilo 4, Tango Zulu Charlie, Daryl in Hendersonville, 7301.
Got Tango Zulu Charlie. I think a lightning crash or something wiped out the first three letters. Can you give me your call again, sir?
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Zulu Charlie.
All right, the net would like to welcome K3JTD, that's Mr. Jim in Union, and Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, and KF4 Tango Zulu Charlie, Daryl in Hendersonville. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening.
I'd like to recognize KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe in Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us to Joe. Tonight, Joe. And, all right. Any more stations? One more call. Any more stations? Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight and all stations that did not signal their intent to hang around for the rag chew may secure it this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start the rag chew portion and stop periodically for check-ins. First on the stump I have tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. Go ahead and take it, John. You got a nice, clean stump.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. There's a little astronomical thing here that's coming up that almost escaped my attention. It's called the Tau Herculeids. It's a meteor shower. Will occur at 1 o'clock in the morning on the 31st of May, which is Tuesday, next Tuesday. If you look at towards the, about 250 degrees, which is more or less to the west, and about 50 to 60 degrees up, there is the possibility of a meteor shower that will rival the meteor shower of the Leonids back 20 years ago. It should be, it could be up to 1,000 meteors an hour. Maybe. A little background on this thing. In 1930, a couple of German astronomers, Schwachmann and Wachmann, spotted their third comet. The other ones were in, I believe, 25 and 27. But anyway, this is affectionately known as SW3, which is a run-of-the-mill garden variety comet, which didn't get a whole lot of attention. In fact, it kind of disappeared there for a little while, but it comes around every approximately 4.5 years, 5.5 years, something like that. Anyway, in 1995, I started getting a lot of reports of this very, very bright comet. SW3 is not a bright comet. It's very, very bright comet, and I thought maybe it was a new one. Well, it turns out SW3 had broken up into like four pieces and was running very much closer to the sun, which made it very much brighter. In 2000, two of those fragments managed to survive and came around, and with a third one, which probably popped off of one of the other two. In the spring of 2006, astronomers using Earth-based telescopes saw it come around again. It had broken up into eight fragments in the early spring. In April of that year, the Hubble Space Telescope spotted a dozen of these fragments. And by May, the Spitzer Telescope spotted about 45 to 48 comets. And in 2017, it was confirmed there were at least 68 fragments of this thing, some of them running ahead of the comet, which means we're going to run into this mess on the 31st of May at about 1 o'clock local time. And these fragments, some of which are running ahead of the comet, could produce an incredibly numerous meteor shower. Let me let it drop.
John, let me make sure I got it.
1st of May, Tuesday, go out, look towards the west in the pre-dawn hours there, and look up in the sky, and you could see a meteor shower that used to scare people back in the early 1900s when the Andromedas hit. It could happen. They may see nothing, but there's the possibility we could have quite the meteor shower. So mark that on your calendar.
Oh, let me back up here. What's the name of it again? Cal, you said Cal something. I didn't get that. I got 1 o'clock on Tuesday and just kind of got, just kind of was listening into trying to figure out how all this thing broke into this many pieces. But let's go ahead and start with the name of it again.
This is KN4RJN. It's the Tau, T-A-W, Tango Alpha Uniform, Herculids, which is because it winds up in the constellation of Hercules. And again, 1 o'clock in the morning, thereabouts, 31 May, which is next Tuesday. Fairly high in the sky, 50 to 60 degrees from our location up. And it could be up to 1,000 an hour.
I have the Tau, T-A-U, Hercules, 1 a.m. Tuesday, 31 May, 50 to 60 degrees in elevation and 250 degrees westerly in azimuth. Is that correct?
This is KN4RJN. That is correct. Now, meteor showers being what they are, you can probably see them almost anywhere in the sky, but they will appear to radiate out from that point. So the thing is go out about 12:30 or so, get yourself a lawn chair, lean back, relax, let your eyes adjust to the dark, and just look up in the sky. You don't need a telescope. You don't need binoculars. You just need your eyeballs, your favorite beverage, if it's cool. A cup of hot chocolate or whatever or hot buttered rum or whatever it is you want. If it's warm, then your favorite iced beverage. If it's cool, I'd take a blanket and maybe even a pillow and just lay back and look up at the sky.
We've got it on the calendar. So I have a couple of questions here. John, how I guess it's hit something to break into this many pieces. Maybe another asteroid, probably. Has to be another asteroid, right?
This is KN4RJN. Well, for whatever reason, its orbit changed and it got a little bit closer to the sun. And comets are just big, you know, dirty snowballs. So as it gets closer to the sun, in addition to speeding up, it also heats up and it just, you know, broke into fragments. Comets do that from time to time. And this one broke into a lot of them and got closer to the sun, started moving faster and faster. Some of the stuff that got expelled out, if you expel it out ahead of the comet and it survives, I mean, some of the pieces are, you know, the size of a grain of dust. But the pebbles and the nugget-sized things, if they got expelled out fast enough to stay ahead of the comet, then that sets the stage for an incredible meteor shower.
Got it on the calendar, and Anna's in there listening, and she's a little bit excited about it, so maybe we won't get rained out on this one, but I've got all the information, and kind of looking forward to that. I do like meteor showers. The last time I remembered seeing one of significance was when I was deployed, you know, out in the desert. Don't have a whole lot of city lights to, I guess, pollute the sky with light, and that was a sight to see. It wasn't a lot of them, but one of them was just huge. I don't remember what it was or exactly when it was, but you know, we were all concerned there for a minute, and then realized, you know, it's a meteor, a small meteor shower, but. I like to watch meteor showers. They lead quite the light show.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah. Well, they estimate that some of these larger fragments, particularly, will hit the atmosphere at a relatively slow rate, at something around 10, 15 mile an hour, and as a result, they will burn very, very brightly. So some of these ought to be, you know, just very, very bright and very hard to miss. But, yeah, pray for clear skies, unlike what we had with the lunar eclipse. Hope this clouds and storms and all this stuff clears out by Tuesday and we have some clear skies and you can actually see something. But other than that, on a personal note, if you'd give me a call after the net, I got to ask you a question. And then that's all I've got. So this is, I'll say 73s. Hello, Anna. How you doing? And I will back on out of here. So this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
John, I appreciate the info, and I will give you a call after the net. Anna says hello, and we're looking forward to Tuesday and seeing what we can see. So appreciate the comments. All right, we'll move on down the log. Next on the list is... KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and Greer. Go ahead, Larry, you got it, sir.
KK4NUE in the net, KK4JBQ here. Well, where else can I go at this time of night and hear such interesting stuff? I've enjoyed that conversation. Thank you, John. And to share with me, you go ahead.
Me too, I'd like to add. Let me just throw that in there real quick. You get all this for free. Well, not free. You know, radios are expensive. But at any rate, so what I wanted to tell you was wanted to share with you and Miss Wendy, if she is listening, and Joy. So I was at the deer camp this morning and did not sleep very well and got up just after daylight with a cup of coffee and took the dogs out to walk down to the river. And we went and
stood by the river for a little bit and then decided we'd walk up to the fishing pond real quick. And there's a logging road that goes up to the fishing pond. I don't know, it's probably a whole quarter of a mile long. And sun had not been up long. And the dogs were, KC was out ahead of me. And I looked in between me and KC was a fawn, a baby fawn deer. Now, Casey's, he's not too bright, so he was running around like he's, you know, Mr. Biggie, and the little fawn just slipped right behind him and crossed the road, and just kind of disappeared. Well, there was nothing, there was no trees, not too many trees off to the left, and I'm sitting there watching with Pixie. And I'm thinking that deer has laid down in that ditch. So me and Pixie eased up there on the logging road, and sure enough, Larry, that baby fawn had curled up in that ditch. And I want to let you know, I stuck my hand out and touched the side of that baby deer sitting in that ditch, curled up. It was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. White spots all over, and just curled up and never acknowledged that I even touched it. But I didn't touch her long, just to see if I could do it. And you want to talk about some resolve. Now, that thing just laid there and did not move. Pixie was right beside me, never knew the deer was there. And, of course, Casey's, you know, he's off in la-la land. But I just had a wonderful morning.
Goodness, Chad, that's a nice thing to hear. It's not often that we have a moment like that in our lives. We come within touching distance of wild creatures. I mean, you can go to a zoo, you can go to a preserve perhaps and get up close and between you and bars, but out in the open like that, yeah. And you just wonder if somehow there's some communication going on. That's what I wonder, even with my house cats, you know. I got three of them here in the house. Every once in a while, they look at me like they're wondering what I'm thinking. And I look back at them and wonder what they're thinking. And it's the mystery of that inability to share thought. But a touch can mean a lot. And if you touched and it didn't disturb the animal, and it just backed away, that is saying something. You know, that's a matter of respect, I think. Well, that's a wonderful thing. KK4, JBQ.
Yeah, Roger that. I thought it was, you know, just magnificent. It made my whole day. And shortly after that, my cousin came down for breakfast, and I was telling him all about it, just all excited, you know. First time I'd ever, you know, made contact like that without, you know, the animal being dead. But it was just, I don't know, it was just kind of surreal. You know, I went back to the cabin with my cup of coffee, what was left of it, and I just was thinking, what a wonderful thing I got to do. And then the second thought that crossed my mind was how dumb these two dogs are. But I hope I don't ever need them for defense or anything. But that's okay. I kind of got caught up in the moment and just enjoyed the morning. And that was nice. Just thought I'd share that with you. I know you like to hear things like that, and it's always something at the deer camp.
That's kind of what I think, too. There's always something at the deer camp. I will make it up there someday. I certainly trust that I have that privilege. You know, There was no mention in your story that you saw any signs of Mama. And as I understand nature, little ones are not very far from their Mama or some protector. You didn't see any signs of the mother?
No mother. No mother. I did think that was odd. I was telling Anna about it when I got home, and first thing she said was, well, the mother, you know, must not be around. But the fawn was healthy. It was not malnourished or anything like that. It was, she just wasn't fat, but was, you know, not lean at all. So unless something happened to the mother in the the previous day or so, I'd say they probably separated. But I didn't see any signs of the mother, no.
Well, let's hope that she comes back around. If she's still with us, she's looking for that little one. I'll just bet you that she's looking for it. And she'll find it. Well, so apologize for the mix-up this afternoon on the phone calls. Deer Camp must have an issue with cell service. You were there, and then you weren't. But then I was answering from my watch, and that's not that terribly reliable. I always get confused when I take a call from my watch. You know, it's hit and miss, sort of.
KO4NUE and KK4JBQ with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, it is hit and miss. It's more miss than it's hit. That's, you know, kind of why I've got the radios up there. I know I've told you this before, but I fell in the river a couple years ago running a trap line up there. And learned real quick I couldn't depend on a cell phone for anything. So I went to Walmart and got me one of those, you know, handhelds. And that didn't work too good either. So at that point, that's when me and my cousin made the decision we'd go get our license and try to get something a little bit stronger. And so here we are, a year later, or 2 years later, and kind of beyond the trap line. What do you think?
That's kind of funny. Well, you've got a story to tell. If anybody ever asked you, well, how did you come to get interested in the hobby? Well, yeah, I fell in a river. And the end of that story is I needed something stronger. Oh, that's good. That's very good. KK4JBQ.
I've sent, I wanted to also let you know, I sent my ICOM off for repair. And I have learned a valuable lesson with this all mode. I have always been kind of all mode. I'm on a Yaesu 991 tonight, and it's, you know, HF, VHF, UHF. And it is nice, I'll be honest with you. But would you take a gamble as to what lesson I have learned with an all mode radio?
Exactly. I think Gary would agree with this, and I think Jack would agree with this. If you've got one radio and something breaks, they're all gone. But if you have several radios, and you know, quite honestly, this is 2-meter radio and 440 radio. That's where I normally hear this. This fact of life. But if everything is tied up in one unit, that's nice. It's nice to have it all there, But if you lose it, you lose them all. Am I right?
On ahead, and I'll be honest with you today, I'm missing my radio. I'm without HF at the deer camp, and I don't like that either. I don't like that at all. I have a contact with a guy that I make up there, out in the Midwest. I don't know. We don't have a schedule or anything that we check in with one another. We just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of happens, I guess. But, you know, I have not been able to make contact with him. Well, right before the radio started giving me trouble. And, you know, we just exchanged pleasantries for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes and find out what's going on in his area and what's going on in my area and that kind of thing. But I'm not liking my radio getting gone. I don't like that at all.
Well, so your 991 is still functioning. It's the ICOM that you're missing. But you haven't had that long. And when it gets back, it'll be solid. And, you know, flip that coin over, there's another side. When you get it back, it'll be solid.
I sent it off last week, and have not heard anything from the repair place. I'll give him a holler at the end of the week to see kind of what he thinks. But he assured me that I did talk with him on the phone before I mailed it out, and he was pretty confident he knew, you know, what the deal was, what was going on with it. So he said he would do an assessment and then contact me via cell phone, and once, you know, payment was rendered, he'd go ahead and repair the radio and send it back to me. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'd like to get the radio back.
This is a nice radio, and it's one of the gems in the sky. That's a very coveted radio. It's in good working order, and they're all, you know, of a certain vintage, and they all have some age on them and use. And it probably has some honest wear and tear. So you get it back, and it'll be in tip-top shape, everything lined up and functioning as it should. And then you can rely on it. One thing about our equipment, although it's amateur-grade equipment, you might say, it is reliable over many years. I think my 857, that's the A2 also, that one probably still works. I haven't had it on in several years, but it's now, I think, about 15 years since it was first released. And I got it about 10 years ago. So they're with you for a long time. So anyway, I'm pleased to talk with you. And it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. I always want to say that. Chad, you have a good night, won't you? And Anna, take care of him. JK4, JBQ.
I appreciate you dropping by and making comments with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. All right, before we move on to the next station, let me make another call. Any stations that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. To move up next on the stump, I think, is KC4TMA, Mr. Simon in Greenville. Simon, if you're still in there and you'd like to make a comment, go ahead, sir. TMA, KO4NUE. Move on to the next, which is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary and Easley. Go ahead, Gary.
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening again, Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, everyone on the net. We had a good day over here today. Can't complain about anything. You were talking about a phone that you saw down at the deer camp.
I'll tell you this real quick. My godson-in-law, Bob, up in Tennessee, he and I went camping, and the camping spot was out. There was a platform out over the side of a mountain, and we were camped out, you know, parked on it, had our tent set up and all of that. Got up the next morning to a raccoon eating our loaf of bread and getting into all of our food stuff. But I looked over the edge of the platform there, and there was a fawn sitting down there at the bottom. Or he was actually laying down, or she was. And I got to thinking, I said, I looked around, didn't see the mother. And I said, well, I guess the mother's out feeding herself so she can create milk for the fawn. Yeah, they do leave the young ones alone. They normally put them in a, lay them down or something, and but sometimes they'll get up and walk around. But the mothers will go off and leave the young and feed for themselves.
That's probably what was happening this morning. The fawn was on the road, on the logging road down from where the power line right away is, and I think she's trying to sneak off down there in the swamp, and we kind of interrupted, you know, whatever her and the mother was doing this morning. But on the way home, right before Highway 25, where Highway 11 is, there was a fawn in the middle of the road. Someone had hit it with a car, and it was, you know, it wasn't alive anymore. But I just, thought about this morning, and you know what a wonderful thing that was to be able to experience, and then you know saw that one laying in the road. And but I tell you, Gary, it was a nice thing just to be able to see that this morning, but to just enjoy the quiet of the morning, and not only be able to see it, but to touch. That was just, I don't know, that was a moment, I guess. And I was just, I was just tickled to death with that. But I got a question for you. Are you on an ICOM tonight? Over.
Stand on the mountain, have his say. Yeah, I'm on the ICOM, on a high tower antenna standing over here in the corner, sitting here in the dark looking out the window watching the light show.
Roger that. Well, I hear that distinctive fan in the background. Just want to let you know, if you're trying to get the radio adjusted or whatnot, probably need to back off on the mic gain just a little bit, and I will tell you, that is not an easy thing to do on that radio once you figure out that it's in the, it has different menu identifiers. And I think it's under the queue or quick settings. I'd say it's probably sitting up on, I don't know. But the mic gain is a little high, but radio does sound good, and it is a distinctive, you can hear that distinctive fan or fan noise in the background. Over.
Well, I just wanted to try it out and, you know, get it out of the closet. Been sitting in the closet for several years. Hadn't even been turned on or powered up. So I hooked it up to the power supply and hooked it up to an antenna and checked it out. And you're welcome to this one until yours comes back from the repair shop.
No. I couldn't do that. I don't loan my chainsaws because they're coveted. Don't loan my weed eaters or my toothbrush. And now that I've gotten into ham radio, I would never borrow someone else's radio. I'd be afraid, you know, something would happen to it, because that is a golden horseshoe there. And I appreciate the offer. I really do. Don't mean any disrespect, but, you know, sometimes deer camp is a little humid, and it can be a little rough sometimes. But it does sound good, and it is a distinctive sound. I kind of picked up on that. Over.